Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. We're in our second hour. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. And we're ready to take callers if anyone wants to share their thoughts, particularly on what happened this last week with the election. I find it astounding that there are demonstrations after the election. I don't know if other people have run into that. I don't remember that happening before. So that really makes me suspicious of what David Icke was saying, that they're creating chaos so they can come up with order, and gosh knows what kind of order they plan on coming up with. But the article we put up that I mentioned just before we went to break on the Anti-Corruption Society website is kind of meant to be a summary. It's called "It's All a Word Game," and it was put up to help people understand what they've done with the legal system and the money system and how they work together. And that is what the word "person" means, why it shows up in all our statutes and codes, and the fact that a person in their legal system is not the same thing as a living, breathing, flesh and blood man or woman. In fact, we talked about that on a previous show about the UCC Article 1 General Provisions, the fact that the Uniform Commercial Code, which is the law of contracts, is the law of the land today, not the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We've talked about that again and again and again. So understanding that we have a different legal structure that Rothschild put in place, the bankers, according to Melvin Stamper, who is a wonderful researcher and attorney who wrote the book Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, according to Melvin Stamper, the bankers needed contract law to be superior to any other form of law. And currently in our country, that is exactly what's going on. So understanding what these laws, codes, statutes, rules, and regulations, who they apply to and who they don't apply to, is critical. That's part of what they're trying to cover up. If you don't register to vote and you get out of their system as a United States federal citizen, okay, then they start to have problems. So they really need you invested in this election process. They really, really, really want you to register to vote. David Icke apparently doesn't see that yet. Maybe he will. Okay. We have a caller. We have several callers. Is Bernard in Vancouver our first caller? Yes. Bernard.
Hello? Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't catch the name of your show. I listen to RBN all the time, but I'm not sure of the time zone.
Okay. In Defense of Humanity. Did you just tune in?
Yeah, I did. No, I heard. I was listening when you had those clips from David Icke, and I thought it was very welcome here.
Okay, great.
If you think your mass media is bad, ours is much worse, and we've had, not a body count, but all the litter of all the alternate or independent media that's disappeared and gone. And then the other thing that happens is the David Icke, I'm sure, is banned from Canada. Even Alex Jones gets roughed up coming to Canada. David Irving was arrested and put in jail and charged like as if he was some criminal, because in Germany you're not allowed to question the account. No, but I agree. I wanted to mention, like, in our situation, our elder statesman relating to trade deals and monetary policy is Paul Hellyer, who's actually in his early 90s, and he's been on a speaking tour. And his thing is about the our Bank of Canada, which is, owned by the government, but almost completely unused, like only 3% of money comes from the Bank of Canada. But he said, and this was quite startling, in 1974, when Pierre Trudeau was prime minister, the Bank of Canada governor all of a sudden started taking orders from the Bank for International Settlements. And the understanding was under the Progressive Conservative government going back to the 60s that the final authority would be the Minister of Finance. But this just happened, and I don't know. One theory is that Pierre Trudeau was so far left and was so indoctrinated by the Fabian Socialists at the London School of Economics that they seem to become blind to the realities of what money does, you know. And you mentioned the Money Masters. There's an important Canadian part of that because Jerry McGeer was the brains behind the whole idea of and the reality of setting up a government-owned bank, and he even linked the assassination of President Lincoln to the bankers, the City of London, and all that. So that's in the in that particular movie. But you know, there's nothing more important than our whole banking system. How they got this control, you know, in Switzerland that has such a powerful influence on our governments and banking is really quite something to behold. So I just get this great sense of nourishment of the mind when I listen to your network. That's all I really listen to now.
That's great to hear, Bernard, and it's interesting to see what's happened in Canada. So you think, from what you've learned, the Canadian banking system is under the control of the International Monetary Central Banking Cartel, like ours?
Yes, they are, and then you get a guy like the Carney that's now the governor of the Bank of England. He's a Canadian that, before he became governor of the Bank of Canada, was at Goldman Sachs, one of our favorite institutions. So what chance does the average person have? No, the ignorance, that's one thing when Pierre Trudeau or Justin Trudeau is asked about the Bank of Canada, it's like asking Bill Clinton about Bohemian Grove. He just dances. He doesn't want to talk about it. He says that he mentions on his own accord, he said, well, I'm not going to any Bilderberger meetings, and I'm looking into the Floyd thing. So he's not narrow-minded, but it's just this banking thing nobody wants to talk about. You know, the NDP, we got three major parties. The NDP doesn't want to talk about it. The Green Party, all they want to talk about is climate change, you know. So Paul Hellyer, he's 93, and he's the only one. But he's got a pretty good following. He's kind of a little bit like Ron Paul or something, you know. But very few people here because we just don't have your... But the story of this whole election is the media, the mass media... has finally shown it has no credibility. And I think, like Nixon said, the media really has more power than government because they shape how people think and they provide the information. And I'm finally convinced that the shift has happened from this tightly controlled mass media to real serious stuff like what RBM and what you're doing.
Well, that's good to hear, Bernard. That is wonderful to hear. I don't know if anybody's seen, read the book Vote Scam. Some people have. And we did a piece on it, and there is a YouTube connected. It was an interview that was done in 1996 with Jeff Rentz, and the author of the book Vote Scam, his name is Jim Collier. And I'm looking back on the IDA program links page because I know I posted that article, Voting is a Scam. You can see Voting is a Scam on our website. Type in the little box, the search box, and you will see that YouTube where James Collier said that when he did his research, and this was back in 1996, that the elections are called by the media. They report the elections, and if you wanted to track down how they come to the conclusions they've come to, and track down to see how the votes were counted and how the different precincts added up, you can't do it. He said it cannot be done, that whatever they report on the results of any election is based on what the media is told to report. Now, that's even more frightening. That means that voting is a complete waste of time, that the determinators tell the media what results to report. That's what he discovered way back in 1996.
Right. Do you feel that the polls are similarly distorted and falsely reported?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, we have, as you probably know, a paper ballot. It seems to work fine. We go in and mark an X on a piece of paper, and I don't know how you can have a recount without having paper ballots, because depending on how they're marked, they will be, have a closer look with the scrutineers that are there. And, of course, the thing about the popular vote is an interesting number, but in Canada, as in your country, we have the Electoral College, we have the counting of the members of Parliament, so when the Liberals have more than the other two put together, they become the government, and it's the number of seats, as with your system, it's an Electoral College, so it's very convenient to harp. And, of course, as Mike Rivera pointed out, if you count up all the dead people that voted and the multiple votes and the illegal votes and the, and all the false maneuverings of the machines, what significance does the number have anyway?
Yeah, and who was it? Somebody said, and some Russian said this, and maybe you can remember where that quote came from. It doesn't matter how people vote. What's important is who counts the votes.
Yeah, Stalin said that apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's true now today.
Although, talking about, there's one good quote I heard, I think, I'm pretty sure it was Mark Twain, and this applies to what we're doing in the media. He said, it's a lot easier to fool a man than it is to convince him he's been fooled. And I think that's what we're up against, because once people buy something like climate change, you've got that much more work to bring them to a more realistic understanding.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway, I'm sure I've had enough. Lots of your time. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bernard. I'm glad you're liking the show. Thanks for calling in.
Right?
It's always nice to hear what's going on in Canada. I'm afraid they're under the same kind of a legal system we are, and I've listened to Canadians talk about it. It looks almost identical. So a lot of good people in Canada are doing their best to combat this personage and this UCC system that's in place in Canada as well. Okay, we have another caller, Michael from North Carolina. Michael, good evening.
Hey, hi, Al. Thanks.
Hi.
I thought you were doing an especially good show tonight, and I assume it will be in the archives?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I was wondering if at any place you intended to post links to the segments of David Icke that you were posting, because those were especially good in providing perspective to the election that we just had.
Yeah, I was going to, Michael, post the whole YouTube, because the whole YouTube is quite interesting, and because of time, I didn't want to take a whole hour, because there's always some conversation that's interesting, but not necessarily to the point. So I will post the whole YouTube for anyone who wants to listen. David Icke did a good job, I think. I'm glad you appreciated it.
Okay. Will that be at your YouTube site or at your personal site?
Okay. Now, I'd be happy to repeat what I said in the beginning of the show, because I want people to understand that what we do on this show is, if you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, and you go on the IDH program links page, and you scroll down and you find the date of the program, and it will list the topic. And then underneath it, I will post links to some of the materials we talk about. I've already got the links set aside for that YouTube. So either tonight or tomorrow, I will go ahead and update that page, and I will post a link to that YouTube.
Okay, that's great. I have a deep politics mailing list of about 60 people who look to me for information, so I'd love to send that out to them.
Yeah, that'd be great, because David Icke, he's followed it a lot longer than I have. I was sort of impressed when I discovered that he was already reporting on the Clinton body count back in the 90s. Which I was completely unaware of it. So he has been looking at this whole scene for a very long time, and I think he's got a fairly objective view of it, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And it's also the case that even though you might have come a little later to the show than he did, you're adding some key elements of your own, like the connection between the Rothschilds and the bar.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, and unfortunately, not too many people see that. Melvin Stamper, in his book, he certainly saw it, and he certainly understood that they needed to control the legal structure to match the money system, And if you want to see how that works, I try to put together it was a summary, you know, because people don't have time to read 200 pages. And I just posted it. It's called It Is All a Word Game. And I explain in this country how the system got put together after the bankruptcy of 1933 and the significance of the Rothschild bankers and their involvement in it. And we talked about that. I think maybe that article will fill in some blanks for other people as well, how this was done, how it's been done by stealth, and how we now have a completely different legal system designed to mesh with the money system. They go together. Unfortunately, not too many people see that. It is the legal system that keeps all of this in place, and it is the bar and members of the bar that keep these criminals and the rules that they write that keep us from getting these criminals prosecuted for their crimes. So I'm hoping people take a closer look at the legal system and the bar.
Okay, cool. Great information. Thank you so much. I'll let you move on.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Michael. That was great that you did that. All right. We have another caller, Judy from Wisconsin. Good evening, Judy.
Good evening. Nice show tonight. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Boy, there's a lot of history that maybe I'm forgetting or from the bar. Does that mean British Accredited Registry, or need I be corrected on that?
No, that's good. That's it.
Okay. But I'm familiar with the Collier Brothers book, The Vote Scam. I have it out in my shed. At least I hope it's still there. I haven't been out there in a while. But now I read another book, Transformation of America, and that was, I believe, went to publication in 1985 or 6, and Kathy O'Brien said that it was determined in the 80s, before that, maybe it was 83, that in 1993 that Bill Clinton would be the president way back then. So that does stand affirmed in her knowledge of prior people being placed in office before even voting.
Yeah, what did you think of the book, Judy, Vote Scam?
A Vote Scam, I thought it was very enlightening. In fact, I hadn't voted prior to reading that, which was, I believe, in 1995, somewhere around there. I went to publication, I believe, in 1991, but I didn't hear about it until a little later.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised at his passing being under question. I never heard a resolve on that. Are you able to enlighten me on that?
No, I don't have any information on that.
Okay. I thought I'd just get it out there. Well, there's a lot of ways. Have you ever read the story of Jonathan May?
No.
It's an excerpt in Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. It's also available on YouTube, I think a summation of it. The story of Jonathan May by Lindsay Williams.
Okay, hold on. Judy, hang in there. We're going to take a 3-minute break. If you want to stay, please stay, and you can finish telling us about it when we come back.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Al Whitney, and we're talking to Judy from Wisconsin, who has read the book Vote Scam. Judy, what else? You were talking about someone else that I hadn't heard of.
Jonathan May was a very prominent landholder, and his land titles went back to King Charles I of England. And in order to secure his land titles, he brought them over here to the United States thinking it would be safe. And he got together with the Hunt brothers, and of course the Kennedy rise to prominence as president, and they tried successfully to corner the natural resources and to back the currency then. And that's what that whole assassination was about in part. And also, Jonathan May was, Conley, of course, was attempted assassination. And Jonathan May was taken into custody, I think it was in the 80s. And where he remains in the Terre Haute Penitentiary.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just wondering, what is to be done? Do the states secede from the federal jurisdiction?
Do they?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking? Can they?
What do we do now?
Well,
no, it's just up there.
Yeah, there's two different ways of looking at the problem, and we've talked about that, the big picture and the, you know, at the top and at the bottom. And the big picture at the top relies on our cooperation. But for us to change the money system from the bottom, the best we can do at the moment is to stop consenting and start challenging their authority.
We really need someone
to take charge of the money system, and I don't know if we're going to get anyone who will do that.
If they decide to crash it and cause the chaos that they have planned on, get world martial law going, that's a possibility.
Yes,
but
I know
about the consent. I know about the sovereignty business. I was involved with the sovereign issue when I first came to Wisconsin. And we gained respect from the judges up in Brown County. They made a lot of... We had some very nice meetings with the judges up there. But
go ahead.
No, after that, our group kind of dispersed a little bit, and I went to another place. I lost contact with them.
Well, we did a show last week on trying to help people get out from under this system because there's several presumptions in place. And this will be... excuse me. We're going to talk about that on our Tuesday talk show call. It's also, there's a link to it in this article that we just posted called It's All a Word Game. And that is for people to absolutely publish their notice of condition precedent, taking back their status as a living man or woman and declining to have or wear the hat as a federal U.S. corporate citizen. And that's a step that everybody can do, costs very little, doesn't seem to be any risk that they're going to put you in jail, but then you'll have a copy of something declaring both your political and legal characters.
Well, can I just share with you for briefly what happened to me and my significant other? They could not verify my being in the system for 30 years.
Okay.
Now, my significant other, I was trying to help secure his lakefront property on Long Lake in Wisconsin here. It's a resort area, a beautiful area, and putting his land under a allodial free title, a federal land patent, didn't do anything. There was a fellow that was supposed to have purchased the land, which he never paid for, to enact a land contract with my significant other and a attorney that drew it up, and the judge that tried the case was also the dispensation judge in a divorce settlement using my significant other's property as the settlement. And the land contract holder never paid for the land contract, and they stole his property. This happened in 1993.
Okay, hang in there. We got to go to break. This is the long break. So if you want to take a break and get a cup of coffee or whatever, we will be back in 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
I am Al Whitney, and we're talking with Judy from Wisconsin. And Judy, I have two other callers. I'd like to make a suggestion, and maybe you could call back in the future. You're talking about property title issues, and it can get quite complex. If you haven't yet read Melvin Stamper's book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, I have to suggest you do that and then see how the wonderful information that he offers in Chapter 10 on allodial title. He did huge amounts of work on this topic, and he is the one who exposed the system. See how that coincides with your experiences.
Okay, can I leave you on a more optimistic note? Just a few minutes, I'll get right off.
Okay.
I believe in an energetic, intelligent universe. I believe that we are becoming more energetic and good as time goes on, whereas the enemy or the opposite end of it becomes more degenerate and more weakened. I believe that there's going to be an atomic fission. We're going to separate from this and create a new fourth density world. But of course, it starts with us and what we just saw happen with people's consciousness all being on one side. And I just want to leave you with that. I think there's going to be a great separation in time, but it's going to take a lot of work on our part. And thank you, my dear, for allowing me the time.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Before we get to the next caller, I just want to read this. I've read it before, but it's so important, from Melvin Stamper's book, because in one paragraph he explains how they melded, okay, the legal system with the money system. In the 50s, this is from on page 62, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. In the 1950s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. Security instruments replace substance as collateral for debts. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. Debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions, which is your person, as a basis for compelling payment or performance. All this was accomplished by the mid-1960s. This is such an important paragraph, and if you look at our website, this is what our documents, and this is what we're building on. The reality is that it is the legal system that supports the current commercial banking system, and one can't function without the other. Okay, just wanted to throw that in there. The next caller is someone I think already knows that. It's Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, how are you this evening?
Well, hello, Al.
Hi.
I have got news for you, girl.
What's that?
I have SS type grade been on my house under the guise of zoning enforcement.
I can't hear you, Chris.
With my antique collectible, 1950.
Chris, we have a bad connection.
Penny muscle car.
Chris.
December made that I purchased for an investment and have been preserving, not
okay.
Traveling the streets.
Thank you, Ken. I think he might have had something wonderful to say, but I could not hear him at all. It was just a blurb. Maybe Ken can fix that. And let's talk. Can we talk to Dave from Nevada and see if you could fix the Chris call, or Chris could call in another line or something?
Hello, can you hear me?
Is this Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I heard the first hour of the show. You were talking about how the whole thing is kind of rigged, the system.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether it's Trump or Hillary. I voted for Trump, and I'm glad he got in, but I'm also very skeptical about who he is. I don't believe I actually know exactly what he's going to do. And so I think everyone's kind of speculating, but I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is a Zionist, as I can see.
He is. David Icke proved that.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how that's going to flesh itself out in the future, or how that's going to work in terms of, our relationship with Israel. But what kind of shocked me about this whole election cycle, especially in the last 3 or 4 months, was there was just this constant onslaught about sex. It was all about rape and pedophilia and vaginas and people touching each other. And that, it was just constant. It was the constant news cycle. And that's one of the things that kind of tipped me off about what is going on here. Are we really engaged in something that's real, legitimate, or are they running some kind of circus here?
Yes, it's a circus.
here's the other thing is that another thing that makes me suspicious, and again, I'm speculating here because I don't feel like I actually know who Donald Trump is. I don't have that information, let's just say. But he's an actor. Yep. He had his own television show.
Right.
It was called The Apprentice.
Right.
He has experience in Hollywood.
Right.
That should tell you a little bit of something about him, because Donald Trump could be a very good actor, and people could have just bought into his act.
Well, and if he is If he is a Zionist, that means that our number one problem, which is the money monsters, that means he will do absolutely nothing, nothing to solve our number one problem, which is what we talk about on this show all the time, the fact the money monsters control the government and the legal system. I mean, without addressing their control of this fake currency, which is really the Rothschilds' currency, we're going to be struggling for a long time, and I don't think he's going to take that on. Do you, Dave?
No, I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I think he will talk about it. He's actually mentioned the Federal Reserve, but actually taking it on is a completely different story. I don't think he's going to do it.
No, I don't either.
Personally.
So
and I don't think
change.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do a lot of the things that he said he's going to do, but we'll actually see.
Yeah.
And so what I'm trying to say is that my whole opinion about what's going on right now, I think we're in the middle of a collapse at this moment. I think in the next year we're going to see some very, very drastic changes in the state of our country.
Yeah.
And, well, and these protests are just the tip of the iceberg. And I think if you notice, we haven't had any real cessation or ending to protests. All we've had protests for the last 3 or 4 years nonstop. It hasn't ended. Regardless of whether it's a police shooting or now it's this election cycle, when have we not had protests like riots?
I'll tell you one thing now. People miss is that they need the war on terror. They need it. It was put in place intentionally. It allows them keep the ongoing permanent state of national emergency. They need a war or emergency, and they renew it in the Federal Register. The president renews it every year because it is through the national emergency that he gets all this executive orders authority, and he can go beyond Congress anytime he wishes. So I always expect to see terrorists, so they can maintain their permanent state of national emergency.
Sure. And I've come to a personal conclusion. I don't think people are responsible enough to keep a democracy. I don't think they're capable of self-rule. And I think that I think this is coming to bear. This is from the top on down, from the top levels of our echelons of our elite to the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. People can't rule themselves. They don't have any sense of self-rule.
Well, that remains to be seen. And certainly our schools have gone out of their way to dumb them down and unempower them and incapacitate them. So if we're saying the general population is suffering from a lack of knowledge, boy, I have to agree. The knowledge it would take, the general population isn't even told what is a contract. By the time they get out of school, they're signing contracts all over the place, and they don't even know what the components are of contracts. They can't even hardly recognize what a contract is. So the general population certainly isn't in a position to set up a new government, but there are some very smart, very honorable people that you don't probably know about who are working to do just exactly that. So let's see how that shakes out.
Yeah, I agree. But what you're pointing out is very salient, because our form of government, I've realized this, is that it basically requires everyone to be a lawyer, in a way, their own lawyer. And that's asking a lot for, what, 300 million people to actually become kind of their own, I guess sleuths or lawyers. That's a huge responsibility.
And yeah, so, well, we've got to take control of the legal system, because it has been out of control for a very long time. So that would be another thing, to bring the legal system back. And there are, incidentally, good lawyers who would love to work on that, but there are not enough of them, and they don't have enough power to do it. But
sure.
That's just a future hopeful thought.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But
okay.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Chris, are you back? Can we hear you this time?
Well, I'm not sure. If I have too much background, I'll understand. If you'll let me know, I'll try to give you a call later on in the week. But I really got carjacked by some mercenary gang masked as police. They were private foreign corporate mercenaries in police uniforms. They came out under zoning guises, claiming I was a clear and present danger to public safety on my prominently posted private property with no trespass sign. I had additionally given lawful services to the county commissioners and the zone Nazis and their supervisors and never got a response from them, and they had trespassed on my property without a warrant or consent prior to it, making fruits of the poisonous tree doctrine. Therefore, anything they gained as evidence would be moot. And so it's going to be a classic Bivens versus six unknown federal narcotics agents for Rochella v. Wood case against the county, the district attorney, the zone Nazis, and 18 or 20 police officers that showed up to this American terrorist, truth jihadist, who is an American conservative, who's now become an enemy of the state, she's so wise.
Wow. So what did they do? Did they take the car?
Oh, absolutely. They stole my car at gunpoint. They pointed guns at me. They convinced me to set my pistol down on the back of my automobile, my other automobile, my drive, and I moved away from it. And I put my arms out in LaVoy Finnegan style and told him, go ahead and shoot me. Murder me like LaVoy Finnegan if that's what you want to do. Pull the trigger. They didn't do it. And then I spent about 30 minutes toe-to-toe, and of course they tried to accuse me of being a sovereign citizen. Then I told them what an idiot was because he didn't even know the meaning of the word and told him the etymology. And it was an oxymoron. And, you know, these cops are absolute lunatics out there. They're murderous thugs.
Did you get any of this on you on video?
I don't know for sure, but we got. They all had cameras going. I'm going to do a FOIA request to get the videos from them. I'm going to guess they're going to want to obstruct and deny and play that they couldn't record or some other lie like they always do, because these professional liars that run these things are a bunch of flying sacks of crap. You know that.
Well, I can see why you're upset. I can see why you're angry. I would be too. Boy, I'll tell you. I mean,
this car was worth easily from $10,000 to $20,000. I paid $10,000 for it. It's worth $15,000 to $20,000 minimum, like it was as an original, unmolested, authentic antique auto. But fixed up, it's worth $50,000 to $100,000. I think they're using their mask of zoning enforcement to run a carjacking racket under the scheme of the county's zoning enforcement.
God. Well, let's see how that shakes out. That's really a shame.
It was Nazi Germany all over again. The SS was right there waiting for me. There were at least 13 to 15, maybe close to 20 officers out there, and at least 8 to 10 of them, maybe 12, had guns pointed at me when I came out and professed the castle doctrine to protect my castle. In fact, they tried to get me to agree. I said, I do not agree. I explicitly do not consent. You put my private property.
Well, now they're going to need your signature somehow, and I know you're not going to give it.
Oh, no. I'm going to be servicing them with some papers. These guys are going to jail along with the county supervisors over this deal, or at least it's going to cost about $20 million.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you that this one thing that I've discovered, Chris, and I don't know if you run into this yet, I'll try to say it pretty quickly. These grants that were circulated throughout the country to the different counties and different municipal police departments, these grants that came after 9/11, and it's part of the police state, they get grants if they have events. They have to practice. They have to create an event to keep the money, to justify the money. So they will go out and do an overkill just to meet the requirements of the grants. I wonder if people are aware of that.
I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional. I have never been accused of anything more than a traffic ticket in my life.
Wow. Well, Chris, we... short time left. And I'd like to invite everyone to stay tuned for the last 5 minutes where we do our imaging prayer. Maybe the lady from Wisconsin might enjoy this, to help us use lovely music and lovely thoughts and in our human energy to vision the world that we know we deserve, the future we know our children deserve, as we keep struggling against this legal money system that's trying to take control over all. We need to keep our eye on the possibility that we could have a better world than we have now. Good night, and please join us next week. We'll be back, and if you have a chance, join me on Talk Show on Tuesday night when we talk about the condition precedent and how that tool can be used to help free you.
Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Media. This is the Alternative Media.